This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is one of the most famous missing person cases in American history. It all began with a lunch meeting at a restaurant in Bloomfield Township in Oakland County, the last time labor leader Jimmy Hoffa was ever seen. And it ended, well, it hasn't really ended. No body has ever been found, and no one was ever charged in the disappearance. The mystery of Jimmy Hoffa is the subject of an episode of PBS History Detective Special Investigation. It airs tonight on PBS stations. In the program, we meet Greg Stayskull of Washtenaw County. Greg's a now retired FBI special agent who investigated Jimmy Hoffa's disappearance, and he is with us now. Thanks for talking with us, Greg.
Oh, I'm happy to do it.
Greg, what do you remember about when you first got the call? Here you are, not even 2 months into your shiny new FBI career, and this big call comes in.
Well, when he disappeared, it was a case that, that of course, resonated throughout the FBI. And the headquarters back in Washington made it what we called a Bureau Special, which is basically all hands on deck and all agents, you know, assuming that they weren't doing anything of imminent importance, dropped everything and started doing an investigation on this case. So even as a relatively new agent, I was immediately involved in a lot of the early investigation of Jimmy Hoffa's disappearance.
And Greg, what did you all start to do right from the get-go? How quickly were you on it, and what were you doing?
Well, of course, we had agents that were assigned and dedicated to doing investigations of labor corruption and organized crime, which in Detroit was primarily, at least at that time, was the Detroit family of the La Cosa Nostra. As a relatively new agent, I was sent up to the Oakland County, and was for the first couple days, I was involved with doing what we call neighborhood investigation, where we were going around. The last place he was seen was the Macus Red Fox restaurant, and basically we're trying to establish a timeline as to when he was there, what we could determine as to what his activities were while he was there, and whether or not anybody actually saw him leave and with whom.
And that's a question a lot of us had. We've heard, well, he thought he was having a lunch meeting at the Macus Red Fox restaurant at Maple and Telegraph in Bloomfield Township, a busy, busy corner, and poof. So what can you tell us about what happened on that day, on July 30th, when he was going to that meeting?
Well, we know that he was at the Macus Red Fox restaurant and also had gone into at least one other business. There's a small shopping center located just adjacent to the restaurant. And we know that he went in there and used the payphone. This is, of course, pre-cell phones and everything. So he had used the payphone in the hardware store near the restaurant. We developed that information. We also talked to several people who actually either saw Jimmy Hoffa, in one case, somebody that actually engaged him in a short conversation. So we know he was there, and we also had at least one witness that saw him talking to some people in a car, and at least one witness that actually saw him leaving in what seemed to be the same car, which was a 1975 Mercury sedan.
I'm speaking with retired FBI Special Agent Greg Stayskull, who is a part of a special episode tonight of PBS History Detective Special Investigation, looking into the disappearance 39 years ago this month of labor leader Jimmy Hoffa. Greg, at what point did you and the FBI think, we are looking for a body now? How long did that take?
You know, I think it was relatively soon afterwards, when there was no word or no report and no indication of where he was. I think it was relatively soon that that we determined that he had probably been murdered, and that we were doing a murder investigation, looking for a body, and as opposed to a kidnapping type situation.
And as a nation, we are fascinated with where is Jimmy Hoffa's body. Why do you think that is, and why there seems to be a dig every year or so? There's some field in Michigan or somebody's backyard is getting dug up looking for Jimmy Hoffa.
Well, you know, I think conspiracies, I guess nature abhors a vacuum, and when you don't know what happened to the body, that I think it naturally various conspiracy theories develop, and some of them take on a life of their own. And because we've never found the body, people come up with basic scenarios and things, some relatively outlandish, but I think that's the reason. And because we've never found an answer or anything, I think it also, there's a certain amount of fascination with the thing.
People are talking or not on their deathbeds, and documents are becoming unsealed all these decades later. Do you ever expect the mystery of Jimmy Hoffa's disappearance to be definitively solved?
Well, you know, I don't think it'll be definitively solved in the sense that I doubt that there will ever be anybody prosecuted for it. However, hope springs eternal, and it would be nice that if we came up with some information. I don't think that we'll ever find the body, because I think the body no longer exists, and in my estimation probably hasn't existed since very soon after the time he disappeared. But that being said, there may be, and as time goes on, there's fewer and fewer people that really know for sure. There may be somebody come forward, and there may be some type of evidence that would tell us exactly what happened. But I'm not sure that'll happen. And as time goes on, it becomes less and less of a possibility.
Greg Stascoll is an FBI special agent who has retired to Washtenaw County. He will be part of the program History Detectives Special Investigation, airing tonight on PBS. A fascinating look back to that time 39 years ago, that summer day. Greg, thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, I'm happy to do it. Thank you.